Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Victoria Master, and I really didn't appreciate the gifting, and then it pops up that you subscribe to our crap now. I don't want to subscribe. I don't want the gift. I don't want any of it. Just cancel the whole thing.
All right, ma'am. I would have to locate an account for you to even have any inkling of what you're talking about.
Okay.
This is a third-party call center,
number,
ma'am. I need your zip code,
number,
ma'am. I need your zip code,
3214,
ma'am.
32145 is my zip code.
Just a
Thank
moment.
You.
Thank you. What's your first and last name, please?
Victoria Masser, M-A-S-S-A-R.
Okay. And for security purposes, Ms. Masser, could you please verify your shipping address?
4615 Flagler Estates Boulevard in Hastings, Florida, 32145.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what were you saying? You said that you did a survey?
Yeah, I did a survey, and, you know, to give you a little gift thing, and you pay the shipping or something. And,
right.
And then after that, it pops up that I subscribed and blah, 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 $60-something dollars. I'm like, hell no. I don't want the gift. I don't want the subscription.
Okay,
I
got you.
I don't want
okay.
any of that.
All right.
That's like tricky shit, and I don't like appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
I totally understand, Ms. Master.
It's not,
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Not you. Really, I understand that.
Yeah, I just,
but,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
you
know, that's just aggravating.
Yes, ma'am. I know it is. But I'm glad you saw it. Because a lot of times people don't call until they've already been charged, and then they insist that they don't see it, but you did. So I know people see it. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, sometimes I don't pay attention, but, you know, it just popped up there and said that. So I was like, well, hell no, I don't want to do that.
So it pops up after you pay the shipping, Ms. Master?
After you pay the shipping and, you know, put in all your stuff and you're waiting for a receipt back, that's when it pops up.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, now.
Kind of like they trick you into it, you know, and then they charge you like, you know, $60-something
a month.
Like, oh,
yeah. And what you get for that is a $125 gift card. And I'm trying to figure out how you can still get these gifts without having the membership, because the membership itself, it isn't mandatory, but that they consider these welcoming gifts. And what it is something called the factory discount store. And they give you a $125 gift card in exchange for that. What did you say was, in your case, $62 a month?
Yeah, $60-something a month.
Okay.
You know?
Right. I understand.
That's crazy. I mean, it would be one thing if you knew about it. You know, when you're
right.
paying, you know,
exactly.
But just for it to pop up. It's
like, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
That's just rude. I don't like that idea at all.
I know. I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. Right.
Account straight already, you know, shoot. I'm a spendthrift as it is. I don't need no help.
Yeah. Tell me about you sound like me. I can definitely
you know?
Relate to that one. Okay, so what I'm going to do is cancel this and refund $6.95 as well as $9.99 back to your Visa card ending 7958. And so you could still get these items for just that price, but the thing is they usually bill you two or 3 days afterwards. And they don't even wait 30 days before you'll get charged that 64 whatever it is, $64.95.
Yeah, it's not even worth the aggravation.
Okay. All right.
If I would have known they were going to, you know,
right.
meet you like that, then I wouldn't even have wasted time doing the survey. But, you know, hey,
right.
it's okay.
Okay.
You saved me a lot of aggravation by helping me cancel all that stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to void this back versus refunding it, because sometimes when you void the money back, it goes back to the account faster. But at the maximum, allow 3 to 5 business days. It may just go back on there because it was still pending. I'm not sure how it shows on your account, but I did void the $9.99 as well as that other amount, which was, I think it was $6.95. Let me go back. Yes, yeah, $6.95 and $9.99 were just voided back to your Visa card ending 7958. I canceled out that account, Ms. Master, and sent you two refund confirmation emails, as well as the cancellation confirmation email.
Okay, well, thank you. I really do appreciate all your help and your time.
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you your cancellation number just so you'll have it for quick reference in case you don't get the emails right away.
Okay.
Take your time. Now. Sure.
Yeah, my puppy's trying to snooze me. Let him out. So.
No, don't let him out. Let him out. Yeah, first things first. I can hold on. He may not be able to.
No. He's the big boy. He can handle it. He smooches me all the time. So.
Okay.
What was the number?
The cancellation number, Ms. Master, is going to be C as in cancel, 662-719-194.
Okay. It's the same as the order number.
So, yes, great. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And I sent those emails to twist@outlook.com.
Okay, great. That's me.
Okay.
I really appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. It's my pleasure,
like
Ms. Master.
Said, you know, I do appreciate you canceling all that stuff for me because that can really get you in trouble.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Exactly. All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today? You too, Ms. Master. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. At least I'm somebody.
Go ahead and take the rest of the day off.
Oh, well, gee, thank you. I sure will. I would love to do that one.
Go on, baby.
Monday too. All right, Ms. Master.
Tuesday too, if you want. Hell. Tell your boss I'll send him a note.
Okay. You have a good day and stay safe. And thanks for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye bye.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. The puppy.